Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. The Nagaland Assembly yesterday condemned incidents of racial discrimination against people from the northeastern region in big cities in various states and called for sensitivity and constitutional balance. The condemnation and appeal were made by Chief Minister Nipurio while responding to NPF MLA Achumbe Mokikon, raising serious concerns over incidents of racial discrimination against people from the northeast. Replying to the discussion on the motion of thanks to the governor's address, Mr. Rio said the recent racial attacks and discriminatory behavior against people from the northeast, including Nagaland in mainland cities, were deeply disturbing and unacceptable. He asserted that such acts go against the spirit of unity and equality enshrined in the Constitution and stressed that citizens from the region must be treated with dignity and respect from across the country. The Chief Minister said the state government stands in solidarity with victims of racial discrimination and reiterated that such incidents must be addressed firmly. He joined members of the House in condemning the attacks and emphasized the need for greater awareness and stronger enforcement to prevent recurrence. Chief Minister Nipurio yesterday expressed strong displeasure over the absence of legislators and senior government officers during the ongoing session of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly. Delivering his concluding remarks on the motion of thanks to the governor's address on the second day of the session, Mr. Rio informed the House that around 25% of members of the Legislative Assembly, MLAs, were absent by Tuesday afternoon. However, he said the absence of the administrative heads of departments, AHODs, and heads of departments, HODs, was an even more serious matter. The Chief Minister pointed out that the galleries designated for HODs, AHODs, and concerned officials were largely empty, underscoring that their presence in the Assembly is crucial. Through the Speaker, Mr. Rio urged that the concern of the House be formally conveyed to the officers, stressing that they must attend proceedings to listen to debates, replies, and departmental discussions. He emphasized that officers need to properly record matters relating to their respective departments and remain updated on governance developments. Otherwise, they will have no knowledge, he remarked, warning that assembly discussions would remain confined among members with no one to implement them effectively.
I want you to convey the concern of the House because our debates and our reply and discussions, the HODs and AHODs should record, particularly their departments, and also know what is happening in the governance and other departments. Otherwise, they will have no knowledge.
He expressed regret that issues deliberated upon in the House may not be carried out efficiently if officers remain unaware of the proceedings. Mr. Rio requested that recorded discussions be circulated to all departments and conveyed as a warning to ensure the presence of concerned officers in future assembly sessions. Governor of Nagaland, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, has extended warm greetings to all brothers and sisters on the joyous occasion of Holi. In a message, the governor said that the vibrant colors of this festival remind everyone of the beauty of diversity and the importance of strengthening bonds of friendship and unity among all communities. Mr. Bhalla wished that the festival of colors fill every home with happiness, peace, and prosperity. The governor further expressed hope that the occasion would inspire everyone to uphold the values of love, mutual respect, and goodwill, and to work collectively for the progress and well-being of the state. And a recent study by researchers at Nagaland University has revealed rich genetic diversity in Musa sikkimensis, a wild banana species native to the eastern Himalayas and northeast India, highlighting its significant potential for climate resilience and future crop improvement. The research team conducted an extensive genetic analysis of Musa sikkimensis and found that the local banana germplasm exhibits strong adaptive capacity across diverse environmental conditions. The findings reinforce the species' importance in conservation efforts and its value for future breeding initiatives aimed at developing climate-resilient banana varieties. Vice-Chancellor of Nagaland University, Jagadish K. Patnaik, said that in the context of a changing climate, the findings would pave the way for future crop improvement programs by strengthening genetic resilience, enhancing adaptability, and ensuring nutritional security. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.